Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
So we have a fascinating story that's continuing, and that is the developments following the fire in the parliamentary precinct. It was a very, very, very quick response by the police and the National Prosecuting Authority in arresting a suspect and having him charged in respect of arson. Joining us now is Mr. Eric Ntabazila from the National Prosecuting Authority, and he's a spokesperson for the Western Cape. Eric, a very warm welcome to Chai FM.
Thank you very much, sir, and thanks for the opportunity.
Eric, a lot happening with this story. It started off with the fire in the parliamentary precinct. There's so much just to look there. But with respect to what's happening with the suspect, things just get more interesting all the time. We've now heard that the person accused of this arson, Zandile Mafe, has threatened a hunger strike and that he has been sent to Falkenberg for 30 days further psychiatric observation. Please help us make sense of what is happening with this particular suspect.
Yes, I can confirm that Zandile Christmas Mafe appeared today for a second court appearance. You'll remember at the last appearance, the matter was postponed for bail information. That includes confirming whether he's got previous pending cases, the warrants of arrest, and so forth. Also, it was an opportunity for us to determine the schedule. Remember, at the last time we said we are charging him with Schedule 5, which places the onus on him to prove to the court that he deserves to be released on bail. But the defense said no, he's charged in Schedule 1, which makes the onus, puts the onus on us and makes the charges lesser. Thirdly, the reason for the postponement last time was to allow the investigation team an opportunity to visit Parliament to determine the amount or the extent of the damage. So when it came in today, before today's appearance, we received a information, a document from a doctor, Dr. Zelda van Tonder, who examined Mr. Mafe immediately after his arrest. She found out that he suffers from paranoid schizophrenia. So what we wanted to do today and what we did today was to go back to court and say, because we've got this document from the doctor that declares that this child has got this condition and recommends that this child must be referred to Falkenberg Psychiatric Hospital. So we applied for that. The defense protested and opposed that, saying they've consulted with him. The accusers told them that there's nothing wrong with him. He's fine. Secondly, they said they wanted to start with the bail application today. So we said, no, we can't start with that because we've got this time. Because our argument was, you start with the bail application. I'm saying our argument was also that you start with the bail application, then you send the person to Falkenberg. Then a report comes from Falkenberg and says the person is not fit to understand what is happening in court. He was not even fit to give instructions. So we argued for a long time, and we also informed the court that, as we said last time, that more charges are likely to be added as the investigation was continuing. So we added a sixth charge today under the Terrorism Act. And he will also withdraw one charge, which is the destruction of essential infrastructure. And we charged the accused Schedule 6 instead of Schedule 5 because after watching a video, a CCTV footage, we felt that we needed to up the schedule and change it to Schedule 6.
So, Eric, there's been a lot of conjecture, rumor, and disinformation put out there, even stories suggesting that his name isn't really Zandile Mafe. He's in actual fact a trained combat-type soldier with special skills. Is there any truth to these rumors that are doing the rounds?
Look, like you said, there have been a lot of rumors, but what we go with is the evidence that we know, that we have. In the charge sheet, his name is Zandile Christmas Mafe, 49 years old, stays in Site B, Khayelitsha. So all these other things, that he's a homeless person, he was trained somewhere abroad, those have not formed what we have at the moment.
One thing that really struck me today is his appearance compared to when he was arrested and his first appearance in court. Today, his appearance, he was smart, he was in a suit, he was cleanly shaven. He looked like a completely different person in respect of the person we initially saw. Is this normal for the lawyers to clean up their clients in anticipation of a bail application? Is this the norm?
I've seen it happen, but we need to guard against judging people according to their looks and their appearances. So what will guide us is the evidence that we have in terms of taking the case forward.
That's a very good point. And on that, I'd like to thank you for joining us today. That's Eric Ntabazalile from the National Prosecuting Authority. And we will be chatting about this case with you again after the next appearance, and obviously once we find out more information about what happens at Valkenburg. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, Eric.
Thank you very much.